Chapter 45. The sleet had stopped coming down, in favor of large, wet flakes of snow again. The boat rocked gently on the troubled waters of the lake. Water slapped against the sides and gurgled around the curve of the hull. Ice had begun to form all along the sides and the front of the boat. I think there are boat words for all the pieces that were being covered, like prow and gunwale, but I'm only vaguely aware of them.
Harry Dresden, speechless, Nicodemus said. I can't imagine this happens every day.
I just stared at him.
In the event that you hadn't worked it out for yourself yet, Nicodemus said, this is endgame, Dresden.
The fingers of his right hand stroked the hilt of his sword.
Can you puzzle out the next part, or must I explain it to you?
You want the coins, the sword, the girl, the money, and the keys to the Monte Carlo, I said, or you shoot me and drop me over the side.
Something like that, he said. The coins, Dresden.
I reached into the pocket of my duster and,
what the hell? I said.
The Crown Royal bag was gone. I checked my other pockets, careful of the coin I'd taken from Magog, and careful not to reveal its presence to Nicodemus. No bag.
It's gone.
Dresden, don't even try such a pathetic lie on me.
It's gone, I told him, with considerable heat, none of it feigned. 11 coins. 11 freaking cursed coins.
The last time I remember definitely having them had been up at the tower when I jingled them for Nicodemus. He stared at me for a moment, his eyes searching, and then murmured something under his breath. Whispers rolled from the shadows around him. I didn't recognize the language, but I did recognize the tone. I wondered if the angelic tongue had swear words, or if they just said nice words backwards or something.
Doog, Teus Doog.
Nicodemus's sword came up as swiftly as a flickering snake's tongue and came to rest against my throat. I didn't have time to flinch, it was that fast. I sucked in a quick breath and held very, very still.
These marks, he murmured. Thorned Namshiel's strangler spell.
His eyes drew a line from the last apparent mark on my neck down to the duster pocket that the bag of coins had been in.
Ah, the strangulation was the distraction. He picked your pocket with one of the other wires before he was incapacitated. He did that to Saint someone or other in Glasgow in the 13th century.
There's nothing like getting taken with an old trick, I guess.
But that meant that Namshiel had been working together with someone else. Someone else who had to have been hanging around to collect the coins after he'd taken them from my pocket and tossed them off to the side in the confusion. Someone who hadn't been pulling a fade after all.
Tessa and Rosanna, I said quietly. They got their collection of thugs back.
They bailed at just the right moment to ruin your plan, too.
Deceitful bitches. Nicodemus murmured.
One of them is our own Judas, I was sure of it. I lifted my eyebrows.
What?
That's why I let them handle the more, shall we say, memorable aspects of the Archive's initiation to our world, Nicodemus said. I suppose now that the child is free, she'll have some rather unpleasant associations with those two.
And you're telling me this why?
He shrugged a shoulder.
It's somewhat ironic, Dresden, that I can talk to you about this particular aspect of family business. You're the only one that I'm sure hasn't gone over to this new force, this Black Council of yours.
How can you be so sure about me?
I asked him.
Please. No one so obstreperous has ever been corrupted by anything but his own pure mule-headedness.
Nicodemus shook his head, never taking his eyes off me. Still, my time here has not been wasted. The knights carried away Namshiel's coin, so Tessa has lost her sorcery teacher.